Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, what an interesting day. So many interesting things going on. There's the political situation, there's the debate, there's the world. Business moves on. No matter what, when we wake up in the morning, there is business and business goes on. We will do business, whatever the economy is. But, you know, there are things that we really need to be careful of. We need to be careful of what we say. We need to be careful of what we do. We need to be aware of what's going on in our business. And there's a saying, one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel. And most people don't really think about where these things come from. Actually, they came from a period of time where there wasn't refrigeration, and people stored their apple crops in wooden barrels. And if there was a rotten apple in the barrel, it could spoil the rest of the entire barrel. And, you know, people didn't have refrigeration. They didn't have supermarkets. They had to store food away for the winter when there was no food. So this was really an important issue. But it's also true in business that one bad apple can spoil your business. Have you ever thought about it? We are so busy, it's hard to take care of the details of the day. It's hard to pay attention. It's hard to understand what's going on. You know, we have that annoying problem where we've got that one person who's not being positive, that one person who's creating the problem, that one person who's creating the stress, that one bad apple. And we're going to get to it tomorrow. We're going to deal with it tomorrow. We're going to talk to them tomorrow. We're going to think about replacing them tomorrow, and one day falls into the next, and pretty soon months go by, and we still haven't solved the problem. But yet, they continue to create stress and problems in our business. We have to be aware of what's going on. We have to be aware of what's not working. We have to be aware of what needs to be changed in our business. It doesn't matter if it's something as simple as we have an employee that has a computer that's not being effective and it's getting old, and it's slowing them down, or we have a person that's creating dissension in our business, or we have a salesperson who's not selling. What's not working in your business? What's spoiling your business? What's making you hate to come to work? What's making you wake up in the morning and say, I just don't want to go in there? It's your business. We need to create the environment, the culture. We need to create the atmosphere of positivity where people enjoy being there. If we have a customer or a client who's giving us a bad time, well, are we going to replace them? Now, I do understand that there are times we can't do that because they're a critical part of our business, but we want to be in harmony as much as we possibly can. Have you ever taken a look at it, look at Facebook, things that people say? The same people that turn around and say, we shouldn't be bullying children, we should be absolutely taking care of that, this is a terrible thing that happened, are the same people who will come out and they'll criticize people viciously. They haven't learned the lesson. Everything is about the lesson. Everything is about understanding exactly what's going on. In your business, you cannot say bad things about people. It could be misunderstood. You can't say bad things about customers or vendors. You have to put everything in the positive light. We may very well not like someone. We may very well not want to do business with someone. We may very well say to ourselves, this is an impossible situation. And I'm not telling you to ignore it. I'm just telling you not to gossip. I'm telling you, the business person, that we don't want to be the bad apple. We don't want to be the one that spreads the gossip. We don't want to be the one that creates the stress. We don't want to be the one that puts our employees in an uncomfortable situation. We want to run the best, most harmonious, most profitable business we can. And it all starts with you. It all starts with you being able to weed the garden. Make sure the weeds aren't taking over the garden. so the fruit can't bloom. This is Howard LeWinter. Let's have a positive day. Let's say nice things about people. Let's take a look and look around and see what we need to do to make our business stronger. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.